Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, the Hawks gave it a good effort last night. They come up short against the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tonight it's the Rockets. Rockets are second in the Western Conference, by the way. They're playing really well. They beat the Celtics last night. And then they get a tough stretch where they're at Cleveland, at Indiana, at Detroit. And, Mike, again, last night you were limited. A big shout-out to DeAndre Hunter. He showed up, played well, but they just didn't have enough firepower. That's been the issue, hasn't it?
No, I mean, DeAndre was questionable. I said nothing questionable about his game. As you mentioned, 35 points. He was doing everything he could do. Clint Capella off the bench with a double-double, 10 and 15. He was actually one of the guys good things was happening who was on the floor.
Yep.
But you're right. You just, like, you can't win without – there is nobody on this roster that can do what Jalen Johnson does. And, unfortunately, it just seems like anytime there's an injury – you know, it's not like the NFL, at least where in previous issues with the Hawks, we know, okay, he's out for a month or he's out for X amount of days. It just seems like you can't bank on Jalen Johnson, these guys being out there every night.
No, Jalen is out tonight again, left shoulder injury. We had Lauren Williams on earlier. She covers the team for the AJC. No prognosis as to how long this is going to be or no update as of right now. Also, Trae Young listed, Mike, as questionable for tonight. Right hamstring tightness is what they're saying. So,
and you know, we talked about this earlier. You know, the Rockets were in such a bad – you know, it's amazing. We always say in the NBA, if you don't get it right, you're stuck there forever. Well, the Rockets got it right. They got the right coach, and you said it. They drafted so well. Udoka is a genius. They got young talent. They're athletic.
They are.
And that's what we got to deal with coming up tonight.
Yeah, they're athletic. The athleticism is real, man. They got high flyers on that team, and they're playing together. You know, they're playing connected. So it's kind of interesting because I think that was maybe they're a year ahead of schedule. Right. I don't know, Mike, when you start talking about, okay, I thought they'd be good, but not until next year. Either way, they're not going to lay down tonight, especially after that big win last night.
That second half they had last year, you know, after the All-Star break, all
they
of a sudden,
it on.
I feel like, whoa, because we saw it up close and personal. So, yeah, but right now they are six games out of the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, the Western Conference. We are stuck. The good news is, despite all the things we just talked about, you know, nobody else is blowing real doors right now in the Eastern Conference. Just a game and a half out of where the Heat are at six, and three and a half games out of where the Pacers are at five. If you could just – but as you say, how are you going to get on a run? Right now they've lost five in a row. How are you going to get on a run if you can't get these guys on the floor?
No doubt. Let me ask you this while we're talking about the Hawks real quick, and we're going to get back into some NFL conversation. Coaching hires today, by the way, Eberflus hired by the Cowboys as their DC. We'll talk more about that and who's backing out of jobs that are being offered. Mike, what if I told you the Golden State Warriors would get Jimmy Butler?
What?
Would you give them another chance to go get another chip?
Yes.
Me
definitely.
Too. Me too.
Now, here's the thing. Is Jimmy going to punch out Draymond?
Good question.
I'd pay money to be in that locker room.
Good question.
Right.
They are a team that has the draft picks to do it. The talent in exchange maybe for the short term for Miami if you're going to make a trade, which is probably, you know, what's going to happen. Listen, Miami is not going to give him up for anything, for nothing. But there's this rumor out there that is the that's the team that immediately gets better. He helps Steph Curry and company. You remember, they got Dennis Schroeder, laugh if you want to.
Right.
Like, they've tried to upgrade some areas. And I'm just saying, like, to me, that sounds like the – now, that's one of the teams, too. He was like, right. I'll go there. Because the Clippers, he says this is it for him. He doesn't want to go anywhere else.
Clippers are 26-20. Golden State's 22-23. So they're basically 3.5-4 games out of the last locked-in spot. Not in that play-in nonsense.
Yep.
And if you feel, you know, where you've got – is this the last go-round for Steph and company, right?
I do.
And then you go get Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
They've always found a way. In the early days, it was getting veterans like Andre Iguodala. We've, you know, they always had the right guy. But do they have enough? Are they athletic enough? Can the OGs summon it when they go up against these young Bucks, all these guys above the rim that are in the Western Conference?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, like, you're still talking about, what, Denver and Minnesota.
Memphis is how John Morant is on the floor and things are good between his ears, and Memphis is good.
The Rockets, if they're, you know, can continue to, like, yeah, you're right. That's going to be the challenge. But I'm throwing that out there to say trade deadline is February 6th. I know Hawks fans were like, okay, what are we going to try to do? Listen, in our predicament, would you do something?
Well, we talked with Lauren about this, and you know, I've been banging the drum, boom, 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 about, you know, hey, when we were like, you know, locked in, like we were in fifth or sixth place and we're looking good. And all of a sudden, remember back in December, we're like, man, this team has really got things cooking. Jalen Johnson, DeAndre's playing
felt good.
Like we wanted DeAndre to play. He's finally living up to being the fourth overall pick. And then this injury bug, we say this about the front office, whether it's the old regime or not, they just can't seem to get the guys to stay healthy. We talked about it, if you didn't hear the show yesterday, everybody in Minnesota has played in like 44 or 45 games. You know, I mean, only Conley missed a couple of games. Everybody else had started or played in every game Minnesota's played in. Now, granted, they'll get into load management after the All-Star break once they're locked in, but they've earned that right. The Hawks are just kind of middling right now, and I got to be honest, as much as I'm always on Wrestler to show you've got a heart, prime the pump, put some money into it, how can you validate putting money into this thing when I go get you some guys, we get into the luxury tax apron, and for what? Guys are going to get greased in the first round.
Right.
Because we can't stay healthy.
Yeah. That's listen, if we had all of our guys on the floor, right, and none of this stuff was looming, because the big one, to be honest, is Jalen. Is Jalen out another week or is Jalen out 6 weeks?
Mm.
And without knowing that for sure, Mike, but if we had all of those pieces, I would feel really good and I would be banging the drum to go and improve this team. And it would probably include trading potentially Bogey or Capella. It just would. But where we currently are, I'm having a hard time saying, oh, yeah, let's go make a deal. Because the team, just like early in the season when everybody was killing us, and I said, the team's not healthy. Wait till they get healthy and then let's evaluate.
Right.
They got healthy and started playing some really good ball. That's when they're beating Cleveland and the Celtics. And then now you're kind of back to where you were to start the year, where DeAndre was out, right, for 10 games. And so I'm reluctant to say you need to go make a big move right now.
The best the Hawks have been, and it's happened twice this year, we've been 3 games over .500.
Yep.
So when we beat the Celtics in overtime, and then since then it's all been downhill with a 5-game losing streak, that put us at 22-19. So the best the Hawks have been is 3 games over. If I'm Wrestler, as much as I bellyache about him not getting in and spending the money, I don't know, man. I guess I can't. Unless it's just, yeah, hope you get a spark and you make a move, a salary for salary, you don't take on any money, right?
Yep.
I don't know. It just, see, I'm not giving up the ship, but I just feel like, man, this thing's sliding and slipping away. We're in the middle of a 5-game losing streak.
The timing sucks because you're not going to get healthy enough to evaluate, to make a move. It's probably going to happen after the trade deadline. And so let's just say everybody gets back, right? Knock wood. Let's just say Jalen, everybody comes back. And we don't know that. It's after the trade deadline, and then you go, man, I wish we would have did something. But you didn't know what it was going to look like. So right now, I think they're in limbo. That's where I feel. And by the way, I'm not making excuses for Landry Fields. Like, we're in limbo now.
If I'm an NBA owner, I get it. Not everybody's going to spend crazy. I mean, the Dodgers in baseball, that's one thing. But, you know, there are teams in the NBA. But you got to smell it.
Yeah.
Smell it. You got to be close.
Can you smell
what the Hawks are not cooking? Yeah, I mean, you got to have a whiff that, okay, we got something cooking here. You know, if we were like, again, if we're in the fourth spot right now, locked in, oh, yeah.
Different.
Let's go. Yeah, take Capel expiring contract. Let's try to upgrade the front court, get a better backup for Trey. But it's hard to see him doing it. And guys, I just want to repeat what Carl said. We're not trying to sound like we're making excuses for the team. You know us, we kill the Hawks on a regular basis. But how are you going to validate it when you're doing this?
That's it. It's all over.
Okay, come on, Steve. Come on. 404-726-0929.
Because if you look where we are in the standings, You know, and now here's the thing. If the Heat don't get something right for Butler, you could argue they're going to drop out.
They are.
You know, and there are other teams that we are very similar to. But, you know, we've seen the Pistons look pretty good at times. They're kind of in the same boat we are. You know, Magic is, they've sort of turned things around. But no one's really in that middle pack. Pacers are 25-20, and everybody else we could probably leapfrog. If you make the right moves and stay healthy, which we haven't.
Well,
so then we're right back to where we started.
Here's the deal. Like, and I don't think this is happening, just because of the nature of who we're playing. But if you were to keep your you know, head afloat through this stretch of games. Let's just say we beat the Rockets tonight. Mike, didn't we go beat Cleveland again?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What you done? You've shown
twice.
That's the thing that drives you crazy. We make the Raptors look like the Harlem Globetrotters, one of the worst road teams in the NBA. But meanwhile, we can beat the Celtics, can beat the Knicks, you know, can beat Cleveland, and then crap the bed against the bad teams.
Beat Indiana. And then all of a sudden, like, you're telling me, okay, this stretch of games that is really difficult where you're not 100%, you may go 500. That's now it's a different deal. But the scary part of this is that may not happen, and this losing streak may turn into 6, 7, 8 games. Mm.
That's it. It's all over.
Come on, Steve. 404-726-0929. Hit us up. Find us on social media. So Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929.
And by the way, if you are heading to the arena today and you see Steve in his broadcast position, again, you've got to get the context. That is from a game earlier in the year. It's not a reflection. Steve did not say that this season is over.
No. That's it. It's all over.
I know. He lives and dies with his team. He is the longest tenured play-by-play announcer. And I know how this gets back. It becomes a telephone game. Someone's going to walk up to Steve right the bar is up there. I go, yo, I heard on Duke's Bell you said season's over. I just know how you guys are. You provocateurs out there.
Hey, guys. It's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.